20 years ago today, the NHL hired Gary Bettman as its first ever commissioner. In one of the most contentious things I will ever say, I would say it's turned out to be a great move. Let's debate. In studio here, Sean McIndoe, also known as Down Goes Brown. Great to see you. First
Thanks
time on the show.
Me.
Welcome.
Thanks.
And LB, Lyndon Byers in Boston. You were making noises there, Lyndon. What were they referring to?
Oh, my God. Term limits. Get the guy out of here. The guy's a dope. He's ruining the game.
What do you mean term limits? What are you saying, term limits?
Term limits. You know what? Why can't we, let's say, 4 years, 8 years, come up with a time period that you can be a commissioner, then you get voted in by owners and players alike. So that way people have to actually study and he has to actually have a personality and know people and understand what they want so everybody's on the same page. Agenda. It's his agenda. His agenda that he's jamming down everybody's throat.
As a fan, I want to agree. As somebody who writes jokes about hockey for a living, I love Gary Bettman, and I hope he's commissioner for another 20 years.
Yeah, but isn't everybody missing the point here? $3.3 billion in revenue? I mean, you may not like his personality. I think part of what he does is not his fault. It's just the nature of the job. But the sport has never been healthier in terms of revenue than it is today. Is that not true?
Why are we in a lockout?
The sport's
never...
Why
are we in a lockout?
The sports never made more money, you're right, but which sports aren't making record revenue right now? I mean, basically, if you're a sport that had any sort of a pulse 20 years ago in North America and you're not boxing, you're having the best times of your life right now. So just looking at the revenue and saying it's record revenue, I don't think that's good enough to say that Gary Bettman's been a success.
Lyndon, what were you saying when you were interrupting Sean so needlessly?
Listen, I love this number that everybody throws out, the $3.5 billion that they're making. Imagine what they'd be making if there were only 24 teams and every building was packed and the place was going crazy and the NHL was blown up worldwide. The fact is there's a bunch of watered-down teams. Think about the AHL. Think about hockey in general. How much better it would be revenue-wise from the bottom through the AHL all the way to the top if Gary Bettman knew what he was doing. Instead, we've got a watered-down product because he, Gary Bettman, wants to play with the big boys, which is the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. So we got to have 32 teams because the NHL is as big as the NBA, and it's as big as the NFL, and it's bigger than life. Well, you know what, Gary? It's not bigger than life, and your ego's got us in a lockout again, and now you've got a bunch of old-school owners
that
are completely
pissed. Okay, so let me interrupt
pissed.
Because there's breaking news here. Apparently, there's 32 teams in the National Hockey League, not 30.
I don't know.
So
how
it's even getting
there?
Worse. You can't rip into a guy without knowing the facts. But the lockout talks are set to resume tomorrow. Let's start with this simple question. If they resume them in a secret location and you had a choice, where would it be? Lyndon, where would you hold the talks?
At the Cheetah Club in Atlanta. All athletes think clearer in a strip joint.
I hold the talks the same place that everyone goes to make business deals, which is in the 100 section at the ACC, surrounded by Maple Leaf season's ticket holders. It'll be nice and quiet, dead silence, and you can make your business deal.
I say at a spa. You know, you're lying on your stomach, your buddy's beside you, getting massages, you start talking. You know, everybody's a little more relaxed. Why is this thing not solved? Who is standing in the way, Lyndon, in your mind right now? Because, you know, apparently reasonably close to a deal. Why is there no deal?
Old school owners. They're PO'd. I heard that one old school owner literally got up. Everything last week was going fine, was going swimmingly, and one guy in the middle, for no reason whatsoever, got up, took his ball and went home and cussed everybody out.
You're talking about Jeremy Jacobs?
What? I'm not sure exactly who it was. I love the Bruins. I have a great relationship with those guys. I just understand that there's we've got a space between old school owners and new school owners on when and how we want to get this deal done. But my prediction to you, Michael, is there will be hockey after January 1st and there'll be 50 some games in a regular season and we'll end up with the playoffs.
He's a tough guy to be on with, isn't he?
He is a little bit.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about him right now. I find he's just a little pushy, that Lyndon Byers. Do you agree with me?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. So
I
now
think I could take him.
Yeah, like
oh,
yeah. Fortunately, he's
try being named Lyndon at recess in Nipawin, Saskatchewan. You have to be pushy.
Do you think there'll be a season?
I do, yeah. I think we're looking at it's 1994-95 all over again. We're going to get 48 games starting mid-January, and we're going to realize the last 4 months was just all a bunch
nice
of PR
call.
And theatrics and nonsense.
Lyndon,
sucking the fans in for the big hug. Sucking the fans in for the big hug right now.
If they put it to a vote right now, 720 players, basically a conglomeration of all the stuff that's on the table, what would the vote be? Just quickly, just give me the numbers. 720 players.
It'd be 100%. 100%, let's go play hockey.
Really? You agree with that?
Well, done deal.
No, done deal. I wouldn't think 100%, but I think it'd be a pretty split vote.
So I would imagine you got to do it. You got to put it to a vote sometime. Let's vote right now. Do we get rid of Lyndon Byers right this second? It's a split 1-1. I get final word. Great to see you, my friend.
You're the berries, buddy.
And in studio, before we let you go, great meeting you, by the way. A lot of people are big fans of yours. It's like, cool, you got Down Goes Brown. Down Goes Brown. Read his book, read his blogs, watch his videos. Really funny stuff, like the one entitled NHLPA Outtake Video.
Negotiate one day at a time.
Okay.
Get out there and have a good session. Not try to do too much.
Sydney?
Get it deep, forecheck hard, make something happen.
That doesn't even make sense.
Just gotta stay within ourselves.
Are you actually capable of saying anything interesting ever?
My favorite food is unbuttered toast.